I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate December 20th. If you don't like winter but you live in the Northern Hemisphere, then give a little thanks to the laws of orbital mechanics. Because of Earth's lopsided path around the Sun, winter is the shortest season north of the equator. Earth's orbit around the Sun isn't a perfect circle. Instead, it's an ellipse. It looks like a flattened circle, with the Sun slightly away from the center. Because of that shape, our distance to the Sun changes, and that's where the laws of orbital motion come into play. Johannes Kepler devised those laws more than four centuries ago. One of them says that if you draw a line from the center of the Sun to the center of a planet, as the planet orbits the Sun, that line will sweep out equal areas over equal periods of time. To do that, a planet must move fastest when it's closest to the Sun and slowest when it's farthest from the Sun. Earth is closest to the Sun in early January, the start of winter, and farthest at the start of summer in July. So Earth moves around the Sun in a hurry during northern winter, making the season shorter. This winter, for example, starts at 9:03 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. That's the moment of the December solstice, when the Sun stands farthest south for the year. The season ends 89 days later. By comparison, this past summer lasted almost 93 days. A longer season, thanks to the science of orbits. More about the solstice tomorrow. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.